And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And new attention is being drawn to the background of Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, as she is considered a leading contender for the Democratic nomination for governor. Reports highlight her past role on the board of the Southern Poverty Law Center, where she served from 2014 to 2019. The organization has recently faced legal scrutiny, including a federal indictment alleging financial misconduct involving funds distributed to extremist groups. And Benson has previously taken part in initiatives that received backing from organizations linked to George Soros, as well as other progressive advocacy groups that operate through limited disclosure funding channels. Benson has also publicly discussed earlier work with the group as a young researcher gathering information on hate organizations. In addition, her involvement in a 2022 national task force backed by the Open Society Foundations is being noted. The initiative focused on expanding the role of state and local governments in international policy discussions, including issues like climate change and migration. The developments are adding to the conversation surrounding Benson's record as Michigan's gubernatorial race begins to take shape. We're going to be right back with some more local news after this message from Flannery Auto Mall.
Looking for the best deal on your next ride? Well, you need to get to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out the 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation, heated seats and wheel, Google Maps built-in, huge 15-inch infotainment screen, lane departure warning, blind zone alert, park assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and so much more. Lease it for just $362 a month. Or step up to the 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew 4-Wheel Drive, heated seats and wheel power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure, and lane keep assist. Full trailer package with brake controller, dual zone climate, and more. Lease it for just $349 a month. And don't forget Buick. The 2025 Buick Encore GX brings heated seats and wheel power seats, lane change alert, rear cross traffic, remote start, and more. Lease it for just $305 a month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The thumbs up for GMC. We are professional grade and Buick exceptional by design.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we are back. Authorities on Saginaw Bay have recovered the bodies of three missing fishermen after an overnight search in the waters off Bay County. The U.S. Coast Guard says Chris Whitmer, Ron Whitmer, and Chris Whitmer Sr. were reported overdue Tuesday night after they failed to return from a fishing trip near the area known as the Black Hole, offshore from Pinconning. Search teams located the group's overturned boat late Wednesday morning in Saginaw Bay between Linwood and Pinconning, and crews later recovered all three men from the water. Investigators have not yet released details on what caused the boat to capsize or how the men died. The fishermen had launched earlier Tuesday from Gambill's Landing. The Coast Guard says the investigation into the incident remains active. Anyone with information connected to the case is urged to contact Coast Guard Sector Detroit. And we'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
Close your eyes. Hear that? That's the sound of a Chevy Corvette waiting in your driveway. Stop dreaming and start driving. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Whether you need a reliable ride for the kids or a sleek new look for the weekend, this is your chance. No catches, just the keys to a fresh start. Bright red, gray leather interior, 5.7 liter engine, 245 horsepower, 345 foot-pounds of torque, custom alloy wheels, and premium Delco Bose sound system. Entering is easy. Just head over to your local shops or listen to Win on 102.1 or 94. 94.1 FM. 300 lucky winners are taking home a key and a chance to win this car. That's right, 1990 Chevy Corvette. Could be yours. Don't wait. Entries close when all 300 keys are gone. So listen to 102.1 and 94.1 as well as AM 1340 for your chance to get your name in the hat or shop local and put your name in the bucket. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older. Family members and employees of Thumb Broadcasting are ineligible to enter or win.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses during Pigeon Ladies Day Out: A&D Home Health and Hospice, Amy's, Bailey Agency, Harjo's Ben Franklin, Huron County Barbecue, Sure Pharmacy, and the Barbershop, all of Pigeon. Other sponsors include the Pigeon Chamber, who looks forward to seeing everyone on Friday, May 8th, for Ladies Day Out in Pigeon.
And we are back. Michigan drivers are continuing to feel the strain of rising fuel costs, with prices averaging nearly $5 per gallon statewide. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is supporting a temporary suspension of the federal gas tax as a way to provide some relief at the pump. However, she's not currently backing a similar move at the state level. Michigan's gas tax stands at just over 50 cents per gallon, with most of that revenue dedicated to road and infrastructure improvements under a recently updated funding plan. State leaders from both parties say suspending that tax could jeopardize long-term road repair efforts. While some states have paused fuel taxes to ease costs for drivers, Michigan lawmakers appear reluctant to follow suit, citing the importance of maintaining consistent funding for transportation projects. Experts say a gas tax holiday could offer short-term savings, but not significantly impact overall fuel prices, which are largely driven by global market conditions. For now, state officials say discussions on possible relief measures are ongoing as they work toward finalizing the next budget. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.